Once again, the first weekend of the NCAA men's basketball tournament produced several remarkable upsets. When the dust cleared last night, all four number one seeds were among the 16 teams surviving. No fewer than 7 of the next 12 seeds were beaten. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now. Good morning.
Morning, Renee.
Let's start with the upsets. Which were the most shocking to you?
Well, Wisconsin-Milwaukee, which is a 12 seed, is the only one of the Cinderellas that will still be playing this week. But the most amazing games of this weekend, Renee, were Friday night when Vermont beat Syracuse and Bucknell beat Kansas. And what made these games amazing was that the two losers were teams a lot of people picked to go to the Final Four, and the two winners were schools that had never won an NCAA tournament game. And both games went to the wire. Vermont had to go to overtime to win. A little guard named TJ Sorrentine hit about a 30-footer in overtime, and Bucknell had to hit a shot right before the end to win. And those are the kinds of wins that bring us back and that people will remember years and years from now.
John, you have said often that these are the games that make this tournament special. Why so many this year?
Well, I think a lot of it is that the basketball committee, which seeds the tournament on Selection Sunday, is still in the habit of automatically giving higher seeds to mid-level teams from the power conferences and not understanding that teams like Wisconsin-Milwaukee, Vermont, Bucknell are very good basketball teams, even though they come from smaller conferences. And I think the time has come for the committee to reassess the way it seeds, to pay more attention to these good little teams, because they're proving over and over again that they are very good.
And the defending champions are also gone.
Yes, Connecticut lost to North Carolina State yesterday, a 10th seed, although out of a power conference. Julius Hodge, a senior, just picked his team up on his back and made sure it won down the stretch. And I think that was the difference. Hodge was the only senior on the floor involved in throughout the game, and he made the plays that won the game.
And never before have all four number ones made it to the Final Four. And is that possible this year?
Well, it's possible because they're all still playing. Is it probable? No, I don't think so. I think that North Carolina and Illinois are still heavy favorites to get through their brackets and get to the Final Four. But I think Duke, which has to play Michigan State, and then perhaps Kentucky, and Washington, which plays Louisville, which looked fantastic over the weekend, both still have a hard road to get to St. Louis. I still think we'll have a couple number ones and a couple lower seeds when we get there next week.
And what about a dark horse?
Well, the dark horses to me are teams that were not seeded to still be playing. I think among those, Texas Tech, Bob Knight, back in the Sweet 16 for the first time since 1994, has a real chance in their region with Washington, and also North Carolina State, which continues to play, although they'd have to play their arch rival North Carolina probably in a regional final to get there.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Renee.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book, Last Shot, A Final Four Mystery, is his first foray into children's fiction.